It's that time of year. You're outside, you're planting, you're ready for everything to bloom. Katie, the garden lady. Katie's our garden expert. She has to help us out a lot because we have zero idea what we're doing.
Katie also brings the zen, which I really, really love. All right, Katie, I got big, big problems. Wife and I, we hit all the garden shops, put everything in the ground with good intentions and great product, we thought. And now it's been 36 hours and my wife was walking around crying, saying everything's dead.
Yep. It's been unseasonably hot this April, so the plants need plenty of water. And when you water a plant, the flowers don't want the water. It's the roots. They need a deep drink. So you want to water the ground underneath the plant.
That's how I feel about myself. Sometimes I just need a deep drink.
Is it like CPR? Will they come back to life after a day or two? Because right now they're floppy. All right. They're looking flat. They're not looking good.
Yep. So they could be a little stressed from being replanted or repotted. They just need some water and some love. You could try feeding them some food as well as the water, like the biotone or the plant tones. You just sprinkle it around the plant, sort of like you're feeding the chicks, and you water that in, and that'll help the plant.
Katie, with all due respect, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're coming back. They're going to stand up. She's talking about, like, you know, little fertilizers, little things that they like
fertilizer.
To chew on.
So fertilizer is sort of an interesting topic because you could go synthetic or you could go organic. And if you have like a pot sort of on your front porch and it's full of annuals or you have a hanging basket, you want to go with like the synthetic stuff, which is Miracle-Gro. It's sort of like juicing up your plants.
Steroids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Performance enhancing. Yeah.
And yeah, the annuals, which are the plants that live for one life cycle, they're sort of like the color for the season. They really like the synthetic stuff. But for your garden, for stuff in the ground, I would highly recommend doing organic.
Katie, the garden lady, is joining us. Katie, you had mentioned earlier that maybe giving the plants some love will help revive them. Should Raven lie down in the soil with them and maybe bring a blanket or
no,
read a book to it?
Be like, you're going to be okay, and like, you know, pat next to them, and then maybe some music would be nice.
Well, yeah. How do you show your plants love?
I am definitely of like the new school of thought where like plants can hear you and they're, you know, receptive. Plants are alive and they respond to like stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
So if Raven wants to sing to his plants, by all means, they'll be receptive to it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let my wife know.
We have terrible, terrible allergies, so it's almost like you don't even want to go outside right now because they're so bad. Any quick tips for if you're dealing with allergies and you're out there gardening and taking care of your lawn, what you can do so you don't die?
Yeah, I was planting these. I was just a snot-ridden mess.
Yep. Trees are putting out a lot of pollen, and that seems to be like the biggest issue right now. So this will pass, you know, and then just the pollen released in the summer and fall will just be from a few flowers.
Yeah.
So you sort of have to wait it out. If you want to go, you know, the antibiotics route, you can. And then a natural remedy is to incorporate a local honey into your diet.
You know, so I was going to ask you about that, Katie. How local does the honey have to be? I was at the store and I saw some raw honey from in my area, in my region, but it's not like it was right around the corner. My wife's like, no. We got to find one right around the corner. Like, I'm like, well.
Like, you know, within 2 miles?
Yeah, besides us being bears. I was like, I don't know where we're going to find that. I don't know any beekeepers right in our neighborhood.
Yeah, you could try to do local by state. You can go to, like, craft fairs or farmers markets.
Okay.
But if you can't find something from your state, regional should be fine.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Katie the Garden Lady. You can follow her on social media, Yellow Trout Lily. Thanks so much, Katie.